Scientists know climate change is altering rain and snowfall patterns in Southeast Alaska's Tongass National Forest. A new study details how that could affect salmon and suggests what can be done. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Global climate change may become one of the most pressing challenges to Pacific salmon conservation and management for Southeast Alaska in the 21st century. That's the opening statement in a summary of a report released earlier this year by Colin Shanley and David Albert, scientists with the Nature Conservancy's Juneau office. Standing next to a fast-running Juneau Creek, Shanley says the research began by examining about a half century of stream gauge measurements.
By doing that, we can figure out how historical patterns of temperature and precipitation have affected our current stream discharges and things important to salmon.
The researchers looked at how warming temperatures and changing rain and snow patterns have and will affect the sources of streams.
And so those watersheds that are generally fed by deep snowpack in the mountains might see bigger fluctuations in their snowpack, and then that in turn affects how much water is in the river throughout the rest of the next summer.
One threat is flooding during the spawning and incubation period. The study projects that will happen more often during key times.
When the salmon run up the river in the fall, they're laying their eggs in the gravel and leaving them there, hoping that they'll hatch. And some of these high water events where you get rain on snow are going to cause more flooding events, or that's what we predict. And so certain streams are more susceptible to scour and loss of salmon eggs.
In other places, streams may have less water and flow slower. That's already happened in parts of central and southern southeast, killing fish.
For the salmon streams that are really reliant on a more consistent rain to maintain adequate flows, you're seeing water temperatures exceed what salmon can really tolerate.
Shanley says some of those scenarios can be addressed. The study recommends restoring or improving damaged streams and rivers. That includes more of the restoration work already being done, including adding trees and stumps.
The wood in the water slows down the water, so that can help with higher water events. It also creates a channel in the stream where the water will actually scour out these deeper pools that'll get cooler, and then they can hide from predators in direct sunlight.
Shanley says fixing culverts and reconnecting diverted streams to wetlands would also help. That's also been done, but he says more is needed. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.